As young Chinese Australians, we're kind of caught between two countries and two cultures, being forced to reflect on whether we're too Chinese to fit into Australia or too Australian to fit back into Chinese culture.
And that's why we are making this podcast, Chinese-ish, to talk about all the ways of being Chinese in Australia as a young person. Produced by SBS, this podcast is co-hosted by me, Wing, a journalist and former Chinese international student now based in Sydney.
And me, Mark, a recent uni graduate and young Chinese Australian from Melbourne.
In each episode, we will invite young Chinese Australians to join us and discuss themes related to their daily life. From celebrating Lunar New Year, dinner table conversations with parents, to the experience of being asked, "Where are you from?"
More importantly, we want to discuss this question with you. What is it like to be a young Chinese Australian in today's Australia? I think for me, it means knowing that you're a little bit different, but also in kind of like a good way. Just having this sense of solidarity with other Chinese people who've also had the experience of growing up here, and like this sort of shared understanding of what it's like trying to balance two cultures, trying to balance language and culture loss with trying to fit in. What about you, Wing?
In my case, being Chinese in Australia means using WeChat to talk to friends, occasionally confused by Australian slang, and having to go back home every year to see my family. But sometimes I also feel like I'm getting more Australian, you know, because I've been here for 7 years.
Yeah, it's a little bit complicated, isn't it?
Yes, it's really hard to answer.
And this might be a complicated question for you, too.
We'll be having these conversations in the podcast, and we welcome you to join us in this journey.
Follow us or click subscribe to Chinese-ish, or find out more on sbs.com.au/Chinese-ish. That's Chinese-ish. We look forward to having you there.